John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Like we were saying earlier,
sometimes you need a little finesse. Sometimes you need a little.
And we got it again. Sorry for the age of that, but that's the best quality I could find.
I was named after that shampoo.
That mic isn't plugged in. Not only is he late, he can't even talk once there he gets here.
I was named after that shampoo.
Were you really named after that shampoo?
Hey, man, black mamas under the age of 21 shouldn't be allowed to name black children by themselves. Because your name will be Laquaque, Alopecia, Plexico. Yeah, finesse. And it was cute when I was 3 and 4 years old.
Right.
But
right.
You be a grown man and tell another grown man your name finesse. It ain't cute all the time. I can't even do shows.
Do you have a nickname? Do you have a nickname of any kind?
People,
they just call you like Finn.
They call me Finn.
Right.
Call
right.
me Finny. A lot of dudes call me Ness.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My wife called me just to call me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Take the trash out, do this. You know, so.
Now, I didn't realize, because you're only doing one night tonight. You'll be at Punchline Philly. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555 for Finesse Mitchell. One show, 8 o'clock, and you're here not only for this. You're here for, it's Greek Week?
It's Greek Week for the Brothers of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Uh-huh. 84th Grand Chapter meeting started at Indiana University back in 1911. If you go downtown, people, and you see a whole bunch of black dudes walking around in red shirts,
right.
It is not the Bloods. It is a fraternity. Okay. There are professional men. You have nothing to worry about. They are CEOs. There you go.
It's not one of those wolf packs that runs through the city all the time.
Not at all. But we chose Philly this year to have our grand conclave, as we call it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm throwing a big comedy show.
Okay.
And everybody who always comes out to the Punchline and see Finesse Mitchell, they always get a great comedy show. Saturday Night Live, right, all the way to my own 1 hour special on Showtime right now.
Mm-hmm.
So things have really been going really great.
Tell me a little bit about your Saturday Night Live years. Is there a favorite memory you've got, and something that may not have happened on the air?
My favorite moment was actually getting my first paycheck.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I thought $8,500 was a lot of money.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then I saw Tina Fey's paycheck, and then I realized
racism is real. They're holding us back. Why is she making $80,000 a show? Somebody left a zero off my check.
But no, man. But just I came from a show called BET Comic View.
Uh-huh.
And I just got on. I just wanted to do open mic.
Mm-hmm.
So to be on Saturday Night Live, bro, in like 5 years of my career,
yep.
Within five. Just being there in New York City, sitting at the Weekend Update desk, doing the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon bit, which was, I don't know if people remember Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon,
sure.
The movie, but, finding out the movie having subtitles at the Magic Johnson Theater was a big treat for everybody. And they found out they had to read for 2.5 hours. So, as people were reading out loud, I realized this could be a great comedy sketch one day. And I did it on my debut at the Weekend Update desk. I killed it. One of the best moments in my career.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That's great.
Was there a favorite cast member or a least favorite?
My favorite cast member was Tracy Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Because he was not on the show, but yet he was there. Let me tell you something, Finesse. You can only be Baby Bear. You'll never be Papa Bear. I'm like, who's Papa Bear? I'm Papa Bear. You're not even on the show. I am on the show. I'm just not on this episode. No, Tracy, you left the show 8 years ago, bro. So he was one of my favorite cast members. Kenan Thompson, who was the longest running cast member in SNL history, was... And Fred Armisen. I don't know if you remember Fred Armisen.
Oh, yeah, sure. Fred.
One of my favorites and great spirit. And Will Forte.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. So those are my boys. That was my crew.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then my least favorite is,
Tina Fey.
Lauren Michaels saying, Febreze, we're not going to have you back next year. I'm like, who is Febreze? Oh, Finesse. Both of you. We're not going to have you back next year. I'm like, oh, okay. But Lauren Michaels was like, yo, you're going to do great. You're a great talent. We overcrowded. We got like 18 cast members.
Uh-huh.
And so NBC said we got to let go of four. No, we had to let go of five people.
All right.
So I knew I was on the chopping block.
Okay.
But it was great because then I went on to do Who's Your Caddy and Mad Money. And
mm-hmm.
The next thing I know, I wrote a relationship book, so I was always a favorite on the Today Show and Tyra Banks Show and whoever had a talk show. Sure. And now, you know, don't know if the career is going up or down, but I'm live in Philly tonight.
Somebody's paying.
Somebody is enjoying the Finesse Mental Comedy. And it's going to be a great show. I got an amazing, amazing team of comics. So if you haven't laughed in a good time, people, and you need your spirit and your summer lifted, Thursday night is a dope night. Start your weekend early. Because all I can say is I got you.
Okay.
Bring your friends. Get ready to drink some beers. Get ready to eat some chicken wings and sit back and laugh all night. The Punchline, baby, is going down 8 p.m.
Now, are you from Atlanta?
I'm from the ATL.
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, I think the last time you were here, you had some sort of whatever the area code was shirt on.
Yeah, 404.
404.
Yeah. You know what's so funny, man? My daughter, she just turned 4. Uh-huh. But you know what was great about the Eagles winning the Super Bowl?
What's that?
My daughter doesn't know the difference between a Falcon. Or so she was like, "We won! We won!" I was like, "That's right, baby. The Falcons won the Super Bowl, baby. We won almost 2 years in a row. You know, we won for 3 quarters in the first one, and then we decided not to play in the fourth quarter, but we won for 3 quarters. And then we changed our uniforms to green for better luck because it was St. Patrick's Day. Like I told her all types of stuff. So, man.
But now here's a question for you. If you're an Atlanta fan, then obviously you're a Braves fan as well.
Absolutely.
Right? Our nemesis, at least right now.
We're killing
it right now. But I've seen you guys year after year.
Go cold in September.
And then, boom, it just went. Where'd they go?
Every September, ever since David Justice hit Halle Berry, we have been cursed. We have been cursed. Is that I can't say that part.
No, I forgot that happened.
I totally forgot about that. He was the original Chris Brown.
Yes. Yeah. He was the original. Thank you, Dave.
I got you.
And we have been cursed, brother. But this time, we just made some final trades to get the bullpen. Correct.
It's a bullpen also, but.
But, bro, we got like 5 players under 25.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
That's killing it. We brought them all up. And the Braves, they have a dope farm system.
Mm-hmm.
They have a great farm system. And we always trade them away. And this time we kept everybody. Yeah. So we got 5 great players who were young. And we say, hey, let's go all out. Let's spend the money on pitching before we have to pay these kids max dollars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and this way you guys can get 1 more World Series in the next 14 years.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it, bro.
All right. Yeah, but there was a time.
I hear you, man.
There was a time that it was like, oh, I'm just getting so sick of
the Braves. Oh, yeah, they won 14 straight games.
Our whole childhood.
Yeah.
When you go to Atlanta Braves baseball and you see how many pennants we've won, but only 1 World Series. It's like it's heartbreaking, but you're like, wow, this is great. Look at all those years that we were like really good, but didn't show up for the World Series.
Yeah, at least it was fun to watch for a while until you get to October.
Yeah,
and then it sucks, but 14 years is pretty damn good.
You know what I hate about the Braves? We would bring sluggers. We would really go trade for the hottest slugger, and they'd come to Atlanta and be the worst hitter ever.
we're kind of going through that right now.
Yeah, we have
Harper's
that problem
struggling
well.
A little bit.
I deserve it, though.
Oh, come on.
Let's keep it real.
So how is life for you without Obama? Because I remember last time you were here, you were a big Obama fan.
Well, all I can say is that every time I think about what Barack is doing right now, I get sad. I said he's probably just standing in front of the microwave trying to figure out which setting to cook spaghetti on. There's a picture of a potato and a picture of popcorn, but there's no spaghetti. There's no spaghetti picture. Michelle's not around. She's on a book tour. So I do like Barack Obama, and he might come to the show tonight wearing a suit because he still wears suits every day because we've all seen him in jeans, and he'll never make that mistake again. So we'll see. We're good friends, everybody knows, with Joe Biden. And Joe Biden had another debate last night where he took another nap. And I gotta let him know, you can't take a nap in the middle of the debate. Because people are gonna think you're too old. And next time that Cory Booker tells you don't know what flavor Kool-Aid is, you have my permission to cut him.
So yeah, man.
Yes, Mitchell, tonight for one show only, and you know, don't let all the guys in the burgundy shirts bother you. All right, Mitchell tonight, 8 o'clock. Tickets are available through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much, dude.
I Thanks love you, in. Brother.
It is Thank always you. Good to see you. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.